Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. My favorite show. The kind I love the most today, and I'll tell you why. We have a periodical pulled from a peer-reviewed cardiac journal. This is something that's not about holistic medicine, nutritional perspectives on how to, you got it, melt your plaque, fatty arterial plaque. Can it be melted? If you've had those indiscretions in the earlier years where unfortunately you've built up plaque in those arteries, coronary arteries, necessitating open heart surgery, dangerous side effects. You know, in open heart surgery, when your arteries get clogged, what they do is they have to ligate the artery. They've got to take the artery out, throw it away, and then they strip veins in your legs, generally the saphenous vein, and they take those veins and those veins replace the arteries. And that's what bypass surgery is. And when you get a quadruple or a quintuple bypass surgery, because your coronary arteries are plaqued up off a process that without doubt's been occurring for many, many, many years. And if you listen to the show last week, that of course should have been told to you long before it occurred, not just on the basis of markers in the blood, but on the basis of tests that show that there's arterial damage. And we went in last week to a lot of these tests. We'll repeat them today. The point is, when you get plaque and it clogs those coronary arteries or the peripheral arteries or the arteries to your brain, well, if it's to the heart, we do bypass surgery. When you replace a vein and you dispose of the artery, the vein is not elastic. That's the problem. Because as blood flows through that vein, the inelasticity, the lack of a elastic wall, tunica media, the middle wall of the artery, pushes blood. And when you replace that artery with the vein, you don't have that flow. So what happens? You get more stasis of blood. Stasis of blood through the artery is what starts to develop what? More arterial plaque. So a bypass surgery can buy you time, but you've damaged an artery and it's been replaced with something that doesn't work as well. And if you watch people, Bill Clinton's the great example. President Clinton, forget the politics, but that was a good-looking man. That was a president, all right, who in his 50s had his youth. The bypass surgery he underwent. Look at Bill Clinton today. In less than 10 years, Bill Clinton turned into a little old man. Now, that's tragic. That's what happens to people that get bypass surgeries. So the issue has been, watch your cholesterol and all these other markers. And we discussed a lot of that last week. But if it's too late, well, you've got plaque and there's nothing you can do about it. Of course, holistic medicine loves to jump on that bandwagon and tell you that there are all these wonderful herbs that will melt the plaque. I have never been comfortable with that because I've never seen good science behind it. You got to understand, if you work in the nutrition game here, thinking that something like turmeric or garlic or natto or crataegus, hawthorn berry, are going to melt plaque. I mean, that's your dream. Certainly you want to give people nutritional recommendations that will allow plaque to melt for all the obvious reasons. But I never saw great science behind it. And that's always been very discouraging to me, first because a lot of the public's told that there are these herbs that melt plaque, and we really don't have the hardcore on it. And that runs all the way to fantasy. And that's a whole other issue. But the point is this, and this is why I love this kind of show, and this is why I hope you listen to this kind of show, and this is why I hope this show distinguishes itself on the public forum from other types of shows. What I love to do is find something in journals, peer-reviewed scientific journals, meaning MDs and PhDs do the research and then publish in cardiac journals or medical journals. And I have it today. Now, we've got a link on the site, and that link is to an article called An Integrated Approach for the Mechanisms Responsible for Atherosclerotic Plaque Regression. Now, this is not just an article somebody thought up. This is something that very, very clearly has been referenced. If you look, and I put the references on the site, if you can click to the full article, and if you're new to the show, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Straighttalk.cc, that's two C's, not .com, and that's two T's, Straight Talk. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is the show, Straight Talk on Health. And what I love to do is find journals, cardiac journals, that will show the science, the hard stuff. Look at the name of this article. An Integrated Approach for the Mechanisms Responsible for Atherosclerotic Plaque Regression. I don't know what this means to you. I hope it means to you what it means to me. What it means to me is that no one should fear a 50% occlusion. A 60% occlusion, a 70% occlusion. If you can understand the dynamics of what it takes to reduce plaque, and you can get on the wagon, so you're going to have to work. You're certainly not going to have to start just downing different herbs to hope that the herbs will help the blood and prevent the heart attack and reduce plaque. You're going to have to understand the mechanism of how plaque forms. And then you're going to have to understand that in the hard science are mechanisms that the body has provided us with to reduce that plaque. Now, for me, if I want to look to where God lives right there. That's the miracle to me. It's not the miracle herb. It's not the miracle pharmaceutical drug. It's the miracle within you, backed by science. And this is why this is my favorite show. Kind of show, because I love to pull these things out. I've been looking for this for quite a while. Remember a book called Bypassing Bypass by Elmer Cranston? The book's called Bypassing Bypass. This is a book on the genius and power of chelation therapy and how chelation therapy can melt plaque. This is the kind of thing I'm referring to. For 20 years, I've heard this. I could never find Elmer Cranston. I could never get a recommendation to cardiologists that do it who would stand by it. And even today, I know where to send people to go get chelation therapy in the hope of melting these occlusions. And when you talk to the medical doctors that do it, names I will not mention, and you sit there and you ask them, look, I've got this guy, his arteries are 90% occluded. Do we have a viable shot here at melting the fatty plaque? We're not talking calcific plaque today. I want to make that really clear. Calcific plaque and fatty plaque. But just for your knowledge, it's the fatty plaque that's more dangerous, and everyone agrees with that. The calcific plaque is calcified. A calcified plaque is not the kind of plaque that ruptures. The rupturing of a fatty streak or fatty plaque, that triggers an embolism, meaning a blood clot. And the combination of this massive blood clot and the plaque creates the heart attack or the stroke. I want you to understand that. So kick back on the inside of the artery and understand that if you're building calcific plaque, well, that's not good. And if you check one of my past shows on precipitation, there are types of people that precipitate calcium as hydroxyapatite out of the blood onto the lining of the endothelial wall if the endothelial wall has been damaged and if the variables within your chemistry necessitate or produce a precipitate. Boy, would I be happy if you could understand what I just said. I mean, really take it in. Those of you who have listened to the show now week after week after week, I hear from you all the time. Keep those comments coming because I want to know you're getting it. I'm the first to recognize this show is cutting edge in the sense that it really tries to educate. Not educate to, well, then take this herb, but educate to understand the process so then you can understand how and why you should use the herb and you can understand the limitation of the herb. See, if natural medicine did that, we'd have a better natural medicine. If natural medicine did that, medical doctors, cardiologists, the FDA, et cetera, they'd have less issue with it. But you got to be very careful that you don't marginalize all these complicated mechanisms that can save your life and produce a healing and marginalize them and replace them with simplistic, one-second, one-purchase cures. Because it really marginalizes the power of the herb. Things like garlic and cayenne and hawthorn berry and turmeric with its curcumin, these are wonderful things to utilize as part of breaking down the mechanism through which the body creates plaque. But if you don't understand the totality of the mechanism, did you go out and have your oxidized cholesterol tested at a specialty lab? Did you not sit there like a helpless victim when your medical plan said, well, we're not going to pay for your test of oxidized cholesterol. We're just going to give you a statin drug because your LDLs are up too high. Did you succumb because you didn't have the knowledge? So this is the big picture here. Now let's get to it. That atherosclerotic plaque, the fatty plaque, is a plaque that evolves off a very essential molecule. It's called cholesterol. So it's very natural then for doctors to tell you your cholesterol's high, your LDLs have risen, and therefore we've got to do something about that. Guess what? They're correct. Because wouldn't you understand that the more LDL you have, the higher the possibility for oxidation of that LDL. And that free radical that's produced is therefore going to stick to the inside of your arteries. So there's your payback for your education. It's not good to increase your cholesterol up to 300, to 350, to whatever. It's short-sighted to simply say, well, we don't have to worry about cholesterol because Dr. Steven Sinatra, Dr. Dwight Lundell, Dr. Lod McNamara, and various other cardiac surgeons or internists are saying now that it's not the cholesterol. That's foolish to do that. But your deeper understanding remembers that you can have a very low LDL and most of it's oxidized, and you can have your heart attack. You can have your fatty plaque occlusions. Or you can have a rather high LDL, up at 250 or 275, and your arteries are free and clear. That's because you understand the deeper mechanism at work. I will not let you forget this aspect. It's what drives my show. It's my gift to you. And it's the culmination of a good two decades of asking myself the same questions that you've asked yourself. So there's this cholesterol in the blood, this LDL. If you go to the website, straighttalk.cc, on picture number, there it is, 17, you can see a big ball of LDL. And on picture number 15, I want you to look at picture number 15. If you're driving, of course, you can't. So we'll describe it as best we can. The inner lining of that artery is a bunch of cells. They're called endothelial cells. If those endothelial cells are free radical damaged, smoking, stress, lack of exercise, occupational free radical production, big words for what? You work as a jet fuel mechanic. At LAX, you drive a truck. You own two construction companies and 8 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're on site. You're not doing the work, but you're sucking it in and breathing it in. In your household, three people smoke. All those reasons that you can have free radicals disseminating through the bloodstream will eat up the inside of that endothelial lining. And that's what you see in the picture there. The endothelial lining is torn up. Now, if you've got LDLs that are oxidized on top of it, now you've got Velcro meeting Velcro.